Zwei Day Teure Way Meister Chof Beis El Tafshin Ein Ches Rav Shlomo Angel.
I noticed when I had my name on the poster that said at the bottom that this is the anniversary. I've lost track, perhaps I'll be told exactly when this started. I don't know, it's been the 10th anniversary for the last few years, so I'm not quite sure what anniversary it is. 15 or 16, he doesn't know. So it just carries on. Menachem David, what anniversary is this? 15 or 16, yeah. I thought it was 14 or 15, no I didn't. But I don't remember. But I'll compon him, Baruch Hashem, it's gone Michael El Choyl. And every single person that comes, every person's an individual in their own right. It's a wonderful, wonderful simcha. So this is the 15th or 16th anniversary of Start the Day the Torah Way. I thought, aside from the fact, as Hashem wants to look into the future, and the future hopefully it'll continue, Bez Hashem. Very important to look into the future, to take the past, how well it's gone, and to look into the future. Yeah, that's something Rabbi Avgi Galinsky said. Rabbi Avgi Galinsky said that when he came fundraising to Antwerp, there was someone there who'd been with him in Siberia. And the Tzoras that they had in Siberia, if you look through the life story of Rabbi Galinsky, weren't Dvorim Pshutim at all. And yet, this person said to Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he said, Rabbi Yaakov, I'm so pleased to see you, but please don't talk to me about the past. Don't talk to me about Siberia. So Rabbi Yaakov said, okay, no problem. And he didn't. But Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said that he couldn't understand why not. I mean, he could understand why he went out, but it himself, adrabba va'adrabba. If one looks in the past, the trials and tribulations, and one says, right, this is what's been in the past, but now I can look forward to a future. If I see the past, and Baruch Hashem, now look what I've got now. I've escaped, and I've now feel safe. It's Yisrael, etc., etc. It's a very good thing to look into the past and see what we've been through. And adrabba, let's hope for the future. Let's hope for the future. He tied that story. Rabbi Galinsky said that famous story, if you've heard it. But there was this story that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one of the reasons why he started off the Limud HaMusa, they say, was because of a Maisa Shehoyo. Apparently there was a Chasna in Vilna, and there was a man there making Chasna that went from rags to riches. And he was a shoemaker lechetchila. And being a shoemaker lechetchila, he didn't have any money at all. But he made a few business deals and he was successful. So there were different halls he could make the chasna. So he, being now a rich man, made the chasna in a real fancy hall, which didn't go down well with Ashirim. With the rich people. We're talking about Haimisha people here. It's a shmuz in itself. The Yetzirah today is a different Yetzirah than it was in times gone by. I mean, the Yetzirah changes in every generation. The whole situation was different. Now the problem is really an Indian of apathy. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim. All fine Yidden. When a person, let's say, a Kotosh Rabbi, goes off the Derech, it's not because of ideology today. I think it's socialism, nationalism, communism, Zionism. It doesn't work like that today. Now, just suppose the teacher wasn't nice to me, my parents weren't nice to me. There was a problem. And because of this problem, so to speak, not gone off the Derech, if you ask them. It's a different world today. It's a shmuz in itself. But I'll kupon him, in those times, in times gone by, we're saying over this story, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Ashirim could have been Haimisha people. But if they don't like something, they make very clear that they don't like it. They don't like it. So this Oisha, this rich man, didn't like, or probably many of them, didn't like the fact that these rags to riches, I remember what it used to be like. How come that he's amongst us now? Wow, what a show off, so to speak. So he's amongst us now. We'll teach him a lesson. So what he did was, this Oisha, as they were coming, I think, out of the chuppah at the time, they were happy, Friday Chagayis, they were very happy, the chosn and the kala and the mechatonim, wow, happy. This Oisha went up to the former shoemaker, took off his shoe right in front of everyone, and said, I need my shoe to be repaired, can you repair it for me? Right, I've done my duty now. Right, I've shown him who he really is. So when he saw Salanta heard that, he tainted. First of all, it's the rabbonim of every generation. Now they might be a bit scared to do that. It's, times have changed. That have got a chiyuv to make sure that this sort of thing never happens. How come that, let's say, and a Haimish person, what I can do with Haimish or not Haimish, but a Haimish person can do such a thing? So can shine as Hazach? So who's to blame that the people should get up from the pulpit and talk about this? So that's the Taina, that's why I started the Muslim movement. Because as a Mefarshim even say today, to go to nowadays, to go to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur without Musa, it's not going to work. The only way a person can really try and understand what's going on is if they cleanse themselves. I've got to know who I am. And you find stories of people at Gans Poshet, Avada, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Barurim. They went to Shul on Rosh Hashanah, and they did all the Minhagim, and that was very nice. But nothing really happened after that. Then there was like a void. I said, to me, chew of one or two chumras. Yom Kippur, Avada, everyone fasted. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Right, it's all over now. Close the door. Azoi Gaitas, now it's all over. Wait till next year. But Chas Hashom, such a thing can't be. So the whole ASIC, really, of this time of year, and we escalate this. And Elul, there's a Slichas, is to try to come to terms with ourselves. Every single person. Say, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Kedoshim. When the Pasuk says in the beginning of this week, Sedra, Atem nitzovem mayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem elekeichem. Atem nitzovem mayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem elekeichem. Roshichem shevteichem. We're all in it together. But like Galinsky, coming back to that story, he said, Lemaise, if he couldn't understand that story. No, he understands the story, what happened. But if he would have been this shoemaker, that from rags to riches, he would have said, Dafka, that's a very good reason to be, to get Gavaldi Chizuk. Look what I was beforehand, and now I'm a different person. And that's how it is. It doesn't take very long for a person in their mindset to change. It doesn't take very long at all. It's difficult, though. It's very, very difficult. And that's why we've got this time of year. To a person to change their mindset, this is what I've been used to yesterday, and the day before, and the day before. We've got to open up. Try to open up. The Pesach of front brings down that it says, it's shot in the Pasuk, V'yisim rak lemalo v'lo yisiya lemato. You should only be up there and not be down here. So he asks, what's a pshat? You should only be up there and not be down here. If we're up there, we're obviously not down. So what's pshat? V'yisim rak lemalo v'lo yisiya lemato. So he said, I'm just applying this perhaps to the what we've just said. But he says, V'yisim rak lemalo. It's a pshat. He says it b'shem b'tzolok ha'koyim in this world, not pshat in the pasuk. But v'yisim rak lemalo means that there are people that are on a high, but really they're down there. This high that they get onto, yep, we've got to go to places. Rosh Hashanah down there. I've got to hit this bal tefillah. I've got to be in this yeshiva. I've got to. It's mamash on a high. Yeah, but they're depending on that. So that gives them within themselves. I don't know. We don't know how much changes, but that's the dumb thing. Everyone's together. It's a good thing. Chas v'shalom, if they think it's a chizuk from that. Adonaba. But the Yitzhar tells them, all right, now you've done the right thing. You've gone traveling a bit here and traveling a bit there, and this shul and this chazan and wherever it is, and now it's all over. I've done my duty. And the mice, that he says is a problem. So we hope, for Yisem Laklamalo, when the time comes of Ispilus, when I get chizuk, for Yisem Laklamalo, for Loisie Lamato. The Balim Musa, it says in Sefer Ela Mavakesh, it says that was a problem, a shtickle with Akedah. With Akedah, it says that straight after Akedah, Avraham Avinu came down the mountain. So where was Yitzchok Avinu? He'd gone to Yeshiva. The age of 37, a person now, Avraham Avinu decides that Yitzchok's going to go to Yeshiva. What's the reason for that? So he says, in a long shmooze, but he said, the Yisoidat for him is that sometimes one gets on a high. One gets on a high. Right? We get on a high. And Akedah was Meshunadik. He says Avram Avinu was concerned that Efsha is on a high now, but his actual Madriga doesn't reach this height. And there's a void between the actual Madriga that a person's in and the Chizuk that he's getting now. So that's why I sent him to Yeshiva. Now, Yeshiva, you've got to try to fill that void. Avada it's a Gewaldige Chizuk. And that's really, when it comes to this time of year, that's what one has to try and do. There's a Gewaldige Chizuk of Slichas, and it comes to Rosh Hashanah, says the Mechuba, Yom Kippur, and then there's a big void. Because it's after that's not a person's Madriga. A person's relied on other things. He relied on his Kaporas, and he's relied on all these things, but the main thing, which is the beauty of changing oneself, changing one's attitude, that unfortunately is not there. Because the problem comes back straight away, right after Yom Kippur. There's a very sharp vort of Reb Shlomo Volber. Very sharp, he says. He says this in Parshas, in Parshas Noach. He says, it says about Nimrod, Yudia es riboinoi umiskaven Nimrod boy. He knows his riboinoi, he knows riboinoi shleidom, umiskaven Nimrod boy. And is miskaven to Nimrod boy, to rebel. It's coming to rebel. So in other words, if you were to ask Nimrod at the time, this mighty king, Nimrod, by the way, are you a mammon? What are you talking about? Of course I'm a mammon. Yudia es riboinoi. He knows his riboinoi. So what's up, Chad? All right, we said it's a different Yetzorah. Things have changed. But Yudia es riboinoi means like this. He knows he's a Boinish Leno. Or Miskaven Nimrod boy. But nevertheless, he's got a Yetzorah. Miskaven Nimrod boy. He needs the covered. And the covered gives him his reaction, his mind might be clear. But the covered, or in the case of Lavan, also Yudia es riboinoi. You can see, how things going. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. That's a Lavan as well. The ultimate Sabotka says, the Torah doesn't talk about stupid people. They're all very great people in their own right. But they botched it up. And that's what we're meant to learn from. It's a Torah. They botched it up. So, a love on the chashiba v'chini Hashem b'glolecho, avada v'chini Hashem b'glolecho. I get a brocha because of you. I understand that. But I want money. And money drives a person to all sorts of places. Straight after. Kumbu Yom Kippur. Right, what's the next business deal? Straight after. He says, might be guilty of that as well. He's a very positive person, I'm sure him about that. I mean, doesn't need a skum, very positive person. But the Maise, he says, that's sometimes people find themselves on Motzi Yom Kippur. Get together. But then, right, it's all over now. And that's actually a Miskaven Nimrod boy. That then he rebels, right, I've done it now, finished, right. Done my duty. Ah, sukkas. Right, but that's already not my duty. I don't have to work on anything. I've done my duty. That's finished. But it doesn't take them anywhere. A lechaim that we're going to have at Hashem means a lechaim to chaim. It's going to make me go to next year as well. It's not bechaim, it's lechaim. We're going to go somewhere. Tzitzchem l'sholem, wherever you go. So that is a very important lesson that we get in this time of year. It's about in the avodas hakodesh that one does. Both of Shimshon Pinkas and the Keles Yitzchak and Parshas Ekev say the following, and I think, Baruch Hashem, we're talking to Bnei Torah here, I think we're all equal to this, all in our own sweet way. There's a famous kasha, which you mentioned, famous kasha, I mean, it's asked by the Mephoshim, it says in Parshas Ekev, it says, there's a difference when people, V'ayom shumay atishum el mitzvoysay, ashonechim mitzav eschem ayoyim, and it says, that one has to go and do, has to go to work. So the Keles Yitzchak mentions in Parshas Ekev that the kasha, you have to go to work. On the other hand, it says that if you do the right thing, all the work gets done for you. All the work gets done for you. Everyone could just sit and learn. Everyone could be sitting and learning, and all the work that gets done for you. So he says, the Chazal says, so what's the difference? Kan bizman she oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim, ve kan bizman she in oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim. Here we're talking about bizman she oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim, ve kan bizman she in oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim. When a person is doing retzoyne shal mokoyim, because that's what Shem Baichoy said, if a person is going to work and work like they used to do on the fields, they'll never learn. So bizman she oisim retzoyne shal mokoyim, the business deals will come in Mameda, or the work will be on the field Mameda. Don't worry, the goyim will do the work for you. Then the pasuk says, "Vosafto de gunecho v'sireishcho v'yitzarecho." So the Mephoshim asks, wait a minute, we say this pasuk of Krishna every day. And it says, you're actually doing the mitzvahs. So why do we call that Bizman She'ein Oisim Ratzayin Shalmokim? Why is that called Bizman She'ein Oisim Ratzayin Shalmokim? So he says, and I heard, I think, from Rabbi Aaron Pollack, I think he once told me that, he heard this from Rabbi Chanan, But the vort is like this. Imagine, it's a boiling, boiling hot day. And it's Shabbos. And Reb Shlaga Feivel has got the nachas of seeing his grandson becoming bar mitzvah. And Yankel, the father of the bar mitzvah boy, is also quelling with nachas. He's happy that his father's so happy. It's a boiling hot day. And his father's sweating. Yossel, the bar mitzvah boy, fine, he's getting placed away. He's okay, but the grandfather is sweating away. So the grandfather says to his dear son, the Bianco, my dear son, do me a favor. Can you please get me a drink of water? The waiter's nearby. Waiter, get my father a drink of wine from the cellar. In the cellar, get him a drink of wine. So the waiter says, with all due respect, I saw, or I heard, that he wanted a glass of water. He didn't want a glass of wine. To which the answer was, look, I know my father very, very well. When he asks for water, he's only asking for water because he doesn't want to bother me. But what he really wants is a gesunter cold vintage wine. And that I've got in the cellar, so please go down to the cellar and get it. So both he and Shimshon Penkis mentions this as well in another place, when the Kruvim are looking towards toward Poroiches, they're looking towards the Hechel. When the Kruvim are looking towards the Hechel, it says that's talking about Bizman She'ein Oisim Ratzayin Shalmokim. And when the Kruvim are looking towards each other, it's Bizman She'oisim Ratzayin Shalmokim. So he says as well, what's Pshat Be'in Oisim Ratzayin Shalmokim? It doesn't say this is what the Kelis Yitzchok, but it's the same, the Soid is the same. The Soid of Dvorim, they say, and it's, I think it's Nagea to every single person, all of us. He says like this, that is could be a chizuk, if we're aware of this problem. Avada, a person goes to davening, a person goes to shiurim, a person does all the right things. That is doing v'hoyom shomoya tishmu mitzvayzai. We're just doing the mitzvahs as it should be. Shomoya tishmu mitzvayzai. Asher anokim mitzvah eschemayim. Yeah, but that's not retzoyne shamokim. That's not the rotzayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the basic. Right, that's it. B'sman she'oisim retzoyne shamokim means I really know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. I really know. And this is what is the Mokim Avoida. That bit extra, whatever it is, it's got to be that bit extra. Avada, that's Stoker, and there's Chesed, and there's Oyvid Al Midas. We know what's right and what's wrong, basically. But the extras, that we have to, that we'll appreciate. That's Psaat. Bisman she'ein oisim retzoyne shalmokim. Avada, they're doing the mitzvahs, but they're not doing retzoyne shalmokim. The rotzen is what, because what he wants is that bit extra. Not just the basics. I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to do. And then we've seen in the B'Shimshon of Fall Hirsch that he says in the Dovid Hashem Oiri, it says the following. He says, Hoireini Hashem Darkecho Uncheni Boirach Mishoy. Hoireini Hashem Darkecho Uncheni Boirach Mishoy. So before Hashem explain, what's the difference between Derech and Oirach? What's the difference between Derech and Oirach? So different, but Malbim points this out. But the B'Shimshon of Fulash says, Kedarke Bekoidesh, he says the following. Hoireini Hashem Darkecho, that means halacha, the basics. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yom Tov, Hilchos Tefillah B'Tzibur, all these things, that's Hoireini. I want to know it. Hoireini Hashem Darkecho. That's what we've got written inside. Unecheini, when do I have to be led? Be'oirach Mishoir, that's already on the side things, not the things which are mamash basic. on the side issues. Unchini ba'oirach mishay. He talks about bein odom lechaveroi, because bodom lechaveroi is so subtle. It says that sometimes people make such mistakes and they just take it for granted. This is the way I deal, and I've always dealt with people, so I'm going to deal with them that way. No difference. When it comes to, we say this Lador Hashem Oiri all through Elo, we say now, please, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, give me the ability, uncheni, and lead me, ba'oirach mishoy. Because when it comes to bein odom lechaveroi, unfortunately, it's something which becomes a major problem. A person can do something which is so hurtful to someone else, and they don't appreciate what they're doing. They don't really appreciate it. And it's very, very hurtful. Someone told me recently that we're going to a street, a lady with enough commitment can happen to anyone. Go, a lady, but people take this for granted. A few stories like this, actually. Recently, they're going to the street, and a few ladies are going together, and they say to one of the ladies, "Oh, you look so good today." So I heard from someone else afterwards, said, "That means I don't look good." They're a bit hurt by that. Don't they? All right, some people are more sensitive than others. Or when they're preparing a simcha. So someone told me, this is quite recently, someone's preparing a simcha, and they're all going on and on about what they're going to buy for the simcha. And there's someone there who hasn't even got the money to even start with that. There's a welcome pack, and Maisel Geshevin, right, everyone can do it. But why talk about it in public? And another person felt like a worm. They don't even realize what they're doing. A person went to a chasna recently, and they've never been to this chasna before. To this oilam before. So they're a bit nervous. They went to a chasna, they've been with oilam before. We invited a chasna, it was some sort of business contact. But it was, again, it was a lady. Went to the chasna, and she doesn't know which table to sit. She was also sure which table to sit on, which you know people at the table. Apparently, there wasn't a table plan. Well, a lot of people. So she sat at she wanted to go to a table, and there were chairs around the table. There was one woman sitting there, and she asked, "Can I sit down here?" She was very vulnerable. "Can I sit down?" She said, "No, this is all booked for my friends. Sorry. You can't sit down here anyway. All booked." She went straight out. Finished with a chasna. I said, where do people get the understanding from? It can be extremely, extremely hurtful. Very hurtful indeed. But that's why we need help with these things. Uncheini, please, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lead me. Because Enoch and Amma, all these people, I'm imagining they're good people. And when someone comes to them, they want to give tzedakah, hopefully. But there's a way of giving tzedakah, which is the norm. Could be, that's called Ein Ritzoin Shamokem, but I'm not trying to put myself in the position of the person that's actually going round with this paper, or a person that doesn't want, that unfortunately feels that they're not wanted here. They're not wanted here. And they have to gird themselves. I give credit some time ago. And a machzika dasa can appreciate this one person after the other, so they come and gatz poshot. Sometimes it could even be that there's very little time for davening because there's so many people, it's appreciated. But I remember still there was one person here who came to machzika das. He was a very shy person. So he came up to, I'm not sure what, I was davening machzika das that day. And he came up to me and he said, "Please, can you help me here? I'm not making a penny. I'm scared to go to people. I'm not making a penny." So, and people just, you know, some say, "Not interested. Just give me a quiz. But I need to make chasna. You know, I've got to make the fare at least to go there and back." Right, so to give the person the credit, I went with him outside. And I found the person there. And I told him the Metzias Hadova is that this person is shy and he can't go round, and please will you give him a donation? He gave a very, very hefty donation, Tucker, to his credit. I mean, all right, we can't blame people. But at least, as the Gemara and Boba Basra says, if we give them the smile and the understanding that we appreciate where they're coming from. Because if we'd been in their position, which is very, very difficult, which the Mefarshim say, "Al-todin eschaveicho atchetagia limkoimoi," don't judge your friend until you get limkoimoi to his place. And since you never get to his place, so you can never judge him anyway. So we don't know where people are coming from. It's very easy to play a blaming game. This one's to blame, that one's to blame. We don't know where they're coming from. So that is something which is very important, and it doesn't take much. It just means that bit extra, as we said before. That bit extra can mean everything. So I'm not going to change completely and become Well, everyone knows that there are people that might be upsetting, and actually they could look at life in a different way, but that's what we've got, this blessing of Elul, Slichas, and Rosh Hashanah. That's why we need it. I saw just before I came here that Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky says, Atem nitzovem ayoyim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem. He talks about Atem nitzovem ayoyim kulchem, this Indian of Achtos. So Avada, it says that Elain Pashas Kisovoi before Rosh Hashanah, because we hope that all the klolos of the year should finish. That's Pashas, that's the Pasha of Kisovoi, and now we're starting a new year. So finish with the klolos. Yeah, but Atem Nitzovim always comes in the middle. So what's the Atem Nitzovim? So that's a piece of advice of how we get to the Lamaisa. And the piece of advice how we get to the Lamaisa is as follows. That Atem Nitzovim Ayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Lekechem Roshechem Shivtechem Zeknechem Shetrichem and Mishoy Beitzecho Atshoy Mimecho. So the Poshut Pshat is all the different Kreisen, all the different types, they're all Atem Nitzovim Ayoim Kulchem. And the Poshut says Atem Nitzovim Ayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Now for that one needs preparation. Everything needs preparation. One needs preparation. One has to be prepared. So I've got to work on this now. I had an opportunity to say recently that the Pshom Shvadron says that the power of Eliyahu HaNavi was a Moedidig miracle. When Eliyahu HaNavi was going up Har Carmel, there was a phenomenal miracle that was happening. And that was, there were two porois, two of them, and one was meant to go to Baal with the Ugda with the Zohar, and one was meant to go to with Eliyahu HaNavi. And the one which went with Eliyahu HaNavi, the poros have got, animals have got a sixth sense, and in this case even more than that, a sixth sense, and the power of Eliyahu HaNavi, no problem at all, but the power that was getting to the Baal just wouldn't budge, and the final review about tried pushing it, nothing worked. So there was this conversation between the power and Eliyahu HaNavi, I'm not going to go, I mean it's a Baal, it's a good Sarafi, this is Zora, I'm going to such a place, it can't be. In the end, Eliyahu HaNavi convinced him that it was convinced, or her, not sure which, but convinced that this is the right place. This is the right place to go. She said, "All right, Eliyahu HaNavi, if you go with me, then I'll go." So Eliyahu HaNavi took the power up the mountain, and that was it. So everyone saw this, and it was noticed by all. And yet there went this pull from the initial initial miracle. When the fire came down from Shemayim, that they were prepared for. So the Pshom Shvadron says, it's the same thing with Hanani Mishal Bazariah. The Gemara says, Hanani Mishal Bazariah were prepared to be Moise and Nefesh themselves al Kiddush Hashem. But if they would have been tortured, they would have succumbed. They wouldn't have handled it. They were only, the Kiddush Hashem was the fact that they were prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. There was this conversation with Cheskel Novi, Daniel. So Pshom Shvadron asks, why? Why, if they're ready to prepare to die of Kiddush Hashem, such which is Nefesh, so why would they succumb to torture? And why is it that these Nevi'a Baal, and everyone for that matter, saw this miracle and nothing happened? When Ish came down Shemayim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So Pshom Shvadron says the problem was they weren't prepared for it. And you can see from the Mephoshim that when a person's not prepared for something, it hasn't got the same koyach. I haven't prepared for it. When a person's going to a meeting, a very important meeting, they have to make notes beforehand. Because then if they don't, they're going to flop it. So every important event needs preparation. Hanani and Mishael Bazariah weren't prepared for torture. If they would have had a mindset to be prepared for torture, well, it's hypothetical, then after they wouldn't have succumbed. But they were prepared to be Moshe Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. And that they were going to do. But the torture element, that was going to be that they couldn't handle. The Olam, the time of the Nevi Baal, they weren't prepared for this miracle of the poor. They were prepared, told Hashem Elokim, they will talk about it. If the fire comes down, then we'll agree, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, or rather, whoever's stronger, whoever when the fire comes through their trellis, that's the side we're going to take. They were prepared for that. So we're waiting for it. Some to jump into it. All right, torture, Indian goes. They might not be prepared for that. So one needs preparation. So atem nitzovim ayuim kulchem. It's like referring to Rosh Hashanah, but it's also telling us the preparation, because it comes before Rosh Hashanah. One needs before Rosh Hashanah. The atem nitzovim ayuim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem. It says mechoyte veitzecho ad shoyv memecho. I once heard a word, and I didn't know what the mekayd of this is. I want to, what Rashi says, on mechoyte veitzecho ad shoyv memecho. Those are the givonim. What made Rashi say that? Well, it's a vettel, but it's a very true vettel. It says, the Torah would not have said mechoytiv itzecho atshoyv memecho if there wouldn't have been a good reason for it. Can't be Yidden. Are we downgrading people? Oh, he is only a choytiv itzecho. He's only a shoyv memecho. Oh, but we're talking about important people as well, of course, in the beginning. Atem mitzomayim kulchem, roshechem, shevteichem, zikneichem, and the apostle says v'shetzrichem. Oh, mechoytiv itzecho atshoyv memecho. Oh, even those lowly chas v'shalom. We don't believe. Who knows who's lowly is not? So it must be the Gevoinim. Because it wouldn't have said it. If you, a person would have had to say, oh, these are inferior. And Roshechem, Shevteichem, Zekneichem, Meshetreichem. Oh, they're the ones that are powerful. It's a vital, but it's a very important one. We don't know who's important and who's not. We don't know. If it's myself, the Pere Mishnah, the Rebbe, is I want to see Eliyahu Novi. I want to see Eliyahu Novi. And he's, yeah, if you write, if you stay in the Bais HaMikdash at night, and you daven, you say, whatever, then you'll see Eliyahu Novi. So he was davening and in the middle of Mashulach comes along, as our Mashulach and Nebuch didn't look the part. And he said, and he says, he was a young man at the time, and he said, can you please, you know, can you help me? I need help. I haven't got time now. He's waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi. I haven't got time. And then it comes morning time, and he's been waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi and Tzikotnish. So he goes back to his father, and he says, oh, yeah, I've been waiting for Eliyahu HaNavi, and he didn't come. No one came. Ah, there was this Meshulach that came up. He wouldn't have said that. I'm just saying it now, John. He came along. Yeah, but enough time for Eliyahu HaNavi. Ay, doesn't mean Eliyahu HaNavi. Yeshua would come from there. We don't know the brocha of a Meshulach. If he says, oh, it's a slave in Gesundheit, you have a good year, you don't know what he can do. Who knows who this person is? After the person is a Bechina Tzini Onomi, he's just a schlepper. Chas v'shalom, we can't say that. We need any brocha that comes in here, there, and everywhere. So it comes this time, Slichas time, people go collecting. We've got this chiyuv of this obligation to try as much as possible to appreciate that everything. Roshechem, Shevteichem, it doesn't matter. Mechoyte v'tzecha, atshoy v'mecha. We don't know who's important. It's simple, but it takes a bit of time. And these moments of espiritus, one has to be careful. Kolev said, ten li brocha. Kolev said, ten li brocha, give me a brocha. Kushmo, give me a brocha. Yeah. Give me a brocha. What's a brocha? Vechavto, gevulai, you'll make my borders, you'll be marchiv them, you'll make them bigger, then I'll be able to have talmidim, and I'll be able to give over Torah to the rabbin. So Rabbi Sacha Front brings down B'Shem Rabbi Tzolka Kohen, he says, what did he mean? Ten li brocha, vechavto es gevulai. And then I'll be able to do my job. So he said, when a person's got a brocha, sometimes, as we've said before, they don't know how to handle it sometimes. They've got a brocha. Let's say they've got a Rosh Hashanah, which is a murdig brocha, slichas, murdig brocha, tenni brocha. Then, verchavto es gevulai. My mindset. See if you can broaden my mindset. And I'll be able to react to it and relate to it in the right way. Broaden my mindset. Tenni brocha. We all want brochas this time of year. And then my mindset has to change. Just broaden my mindset. This is the way I've been used to do things. I've been doing, just plodding along, so to speak, doing things. And anyone, it doesn't matter, age, whatever it is, now it's slightly different. Please broaden me, and then I'll be able to give over to the public. Whether it's to children, to grandchildren, whatever it doesn't matter who. If you broaden my mindset, because I'm so used to things, I get into a rut. And the Kolev said, please broaden it. That's what the Tzolak HaKoyim. And again, it's Ritzoni Shel Mokoyim, it's in small pieces. It's little bits and pieces. It says in the Pasuk here, Be'ezbecho va'oloi zivche Yisruah. Zivche Yisruah? Zivche Tkiyah, if anything. It says, Uskatem b'chasoytzeis al riseichem b'zivchemim. What's true? And the answer is, again, the Mephoshim explained, this is Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, he says, people look look for big things when it comes to this time of year. Really big things. Big donations, big things, big, big, big. I'm going to change completely. Forget about that for the time being. Zivchei Truah. Little bits. It's not that. It's there's little bits. Zivchei Truah. Big things. A little smile here. A little bit of a donation there. Zivchei Truah. And because of that, Ashira Vazam Hashem, that's going to make me very, very happy. So people look for big things and they flop it. I'm going to change. I'm going to say the whole of davening with the Kavanos Arizal. From now on. And then it doesn't go on. That's it. I've asked much too much of myself. I can't do it. But if people know that I'm a bit weak here, and whatever it means, a small thing, small thing that a person takes on, I mean so much. That's what the Tov Hashem Oiri, in this time of year, that's why it's going to be said. And it's that bit extra. And if that bit extra goes with Mesiras Nefesh, Bez Hashem, it does take Mesiras Nefesh, even that bit extra, in today's world, yeah, it's going to be living our Kiddush Hashem today, not the dying our Kiddush Hashem, it's living our Kiddush Hashem. Hopefully that will help. I'll turn to, once again, and I'll end off with this Keles Yitzchok Vart. He brings down the Gemara and Yuma, the story about Nicanor. Nicanor nasu nisim ledal tsoisov. Tonu Rabbonon, Rabbonon said, Ma nisim osu ledal tsoisov, what happens to the dalosois? Omru, when Nicanor went to bring the dalosois, he went to bring these big gates from Alexandria, from Mitzrayim, especially for the base of Midrash, it was meant to be his donation. Chazirose, omadolov, nechshel, there was a storm and there were waves, letov, and it was going to sink the ship. So the captain of the ships appreciated the ship's too heavy, so they started throwing things overboard. Not la'achas men betilam. So in the end, they took one of those gates, which were very heavy, and they threw it into the yam. And then it still didn't stop, so they wanted to throw the other one into the yam, the other gate. And then the Gemara says that Nicanor said, it's Luno Imo, my mistake. It's Luno Imo, threw me into the yam with it. Miyad nochayom misal. So everything was, the storm abated. So he brings down here the following. He says here that we've got two gates. We've got Avoida, that's Tfila, we've got Teira, and one thing at Teira and Ektail, we've got these two gates. So he says that avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, it's sunk. That's it. It's we haven't got anymore for the time being. But at least the Torah, which is avoid and the Torah, which includes Ben Odom, Nolkom, and Chavir, that we've got, all it needs for us is to clutch onto it. I'm not going to let this be thrown in. The avoid the Beis HaMikdash, we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash. As the Abchon Basselman says, we haven't got the Beis HaMikdash for so many years, and we're still surviving. But why are we surviving? Because we're clutching onto every opportunity that we can take, and we say, don't throw this away. This is the time that we've got. Zachrinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, achius, b'chosvinu b'sev chaim. Why? Because l'man cholekim chaim. I want to do things which are for you, alekim chaim. And that bit extra means all the lot. When we talk about Zoycha with Hashem, that in the week of Slichas, we do that bit extra. Well, it's been Odom Lamokim, but Odom Lachaveroi, and grasp onto it, and hopefully we'll be Zoycha that the other gates will come back again. The other gates should be Zoycha to Yeshua's and the Chomes Abbeli die, a Kasiva of a Chasimatoyah.